This is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This week, the series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, from Washington, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. It's a real pleasure to have on today's program Senator Strom Thurmond, Republican from South Carolina. Senator Thurmond, it's always good to have you with us.
Well, I'm glad to be with you again, Dick.
Senator Thurmond, if it were not so serious, I expect we could take an I-told-you-so attitude on this program, because many, many times in the past, you and other participants on this series have warned of the dangers of communist penetration and influence of the so-called civil rights movement throughout the nation. And now some of the chickens are coming home to roost, in a manner of speaking. What is your feeling? Is there a growing awareness among the people of America that the communists are indeed involved in and perhaps stage managing some of these demonstrations?
Well, Dick, I don't think there's any question about it that there's communism in these so-called civil rights movements. 2 years ago, when we held a hearing before the Commerce Committee, I put a lot of information in the record then showing this, and I have made many speeches and made statements along this line. There is no question but that there is communism in these so-called civil rights movements. I hold here in my hands an article from Chicago's American. It's of Thursday, June the 24th. It's entitled, Red's Link to Willis Protesters. And I want to take time to read you one paragraph from it.
Please do.
This is by Sam Blair. Now, more than a dozen individuals identified as members of the Communist Party in Chicago have infiltrated civil rights meetings and marches directed against school superintendent Benjamin C. Willis. Several have flung themselves into the streets, blocking pedestrians and traffic, and precipitating mass arrest. In addition, they were in the forefront of demonstrations that erupted around the old United States Court of Appeals at 1212 Lake Shore Drive during hearings of the House Un-American Activities Committee. Another group of identified communists and sympathizers, whose identities are known to security agencies, have also joined the marches. Several of the militants were identified as communists during the House Un-American Activities Committee hearings. Others were named by congressional committees and investigators for local and national security agencies.
Now, this is in Chicago.
This is in Chicago. And many also marched and picketed for the Chicago Area Women for Peace rally in Grant Park, April 17th. This group has also been identified as a communist front organization. They have been photographed as they attended all these rallies and marched with various groups. And then it goes on and gives the names of these people, their ages, their backgrounds, tell who they are, calls the names, and it shows their communist connections, and it shows absolutely without any question that the communists have been involved in this protest up there against Superintendent Willis and in other civil rights marches and demonstrations. And I have another article here, too, that I think is of some interest. Now, this is an interview held by Mr. Frank Vandenlinden, one of Washington's most prominent reporters, with an officer of the Negro organization known as SNCC, S-N-C-C. Now, these are some questions and answers, I think, that should interest the American people. And Mr. Vandenlinden says, if you found a person in your movement who admitted having been a communist either now or in the past, would you exclude him from your organization? And this Negro leader's answer is, well, see, in the first place, it would be hard for me as an individual, as an American citizen, to determine what a communist is. And then Vandenlinden, suppose he said, yes, I used to be one, but I'm in favor of your program, and I want to help you in your campaign. Would you welcome his support? Answer, I think any person who believes contrary to the basic democratic process, who believes they are contrary to the program of SNCC, can work within the framework. We do not make any type of security check on people. If people are committed to working for what we call interracial democracy, the open society, we accept them. In the second place, I want to believe that some ideas must also be caught up in the means, and the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee also, the whole civil rights movement, we believe you cannot separate ends and means. In other words, what he's saying is that the end justifies the means.
I'd like to interrupt you at this point, Senator Thurmond, to bring out the fact that the organization that you've been referring to, SNCC, is mentioned in this report from the Alabama Legislative Commission to Preserve the Peace as a result of a two-year investigation. And it is described as, quote, extensively communist-dominated, and its leadership substantially follows the Communist Party line. The report continues, this commission finds that SNCC is an agent for the communist conspiracy and measures up to every definition of a Communist Party front. Now, that's the organization whose official is being interviewed on this broadcast.
That's correct, Dick. That's correct.
So that in recent weeks, we have had Mayor Daley and the Chicago Police Department identifying, and the Chicago Press as well, because this is a newspaper report by a reporter, not quoting any police officials, but this is a result, apparently, of his own independent investigation, showing that there are communist influences at work in the various demonstrations and racial agitation, not only in the Deep South, but in the North as well. The Alabama Commission report, which attracted a great deal of publicity when it was released just a few weeks ago, says, on the basis of cumulative evidence, SNCC is found by this commission to constitute one of the most serious attempts by the communists in America, with support of Red China, Cuba, and communist nations in Africa, to effect a violent overthrow of existing governments, state and federal, in the United States. A point that I'd like to ask you about at this stage, Senator Thurmond, is this involvement of Red China, for example, or Cuba, in some of these communist front organizations in this country. How are the civil rights demonstrations linked with our foreign policy?
Well, some of the main leaders who are interested in these so-called civil rights movements are making expressions now on foreign policy. They would withdraw our men from Vietnam. They are opposed to waging war against the communists in Vietnam and trying to maintain the freedom of the free countries of the world. I have an article here from the New York Times dated July the 5th entitled Peace and Civil Rights, a movement viewed as growing closer, and goes on and says a leader here urges the end of war in Vietnam. I just read you a short paragraph here. It says the Negro Revolution, which has been concerned primarily with attacking racial discrimination, is showing signs as well of becoming a vehicle for opposition to the United States military posture abroad. Although there has traditionally been a close relationship between the civil rights and peace movements, most Negro leaders have avoided issues of foreign policy for tactical reasons. And then it goes on and tells about this Negro leader who's taking a stand now on Vietnam. In other words, he's opposing what we're doing in Vietnam. It fits right into the pattern that we've been telling the people about for several years, Dick, is that there is communism in these so-called civil rights movements and in these demonstrations and in these marches. Some of these movements have been infiltrated by the communists. Others have been directed by the communists. And in others, the communists have played a vital role. And some of the same leaders who have been active in that movement are also active in opposing President Johnson and what we're doing in opposing the communists in Vietnam and in the Dominican Republic.
Getting back to the Chicago American article that you mentioned at the beginning of the interview, it says in one spot here that security and intelligence agencies have lists of from 12 to 15 other known communists or communist sympathizers who have infiltrated the ranks of this protest movement in Chicago. And the article continues, the numbers of some of their Communist Party cards are known if they possess a card. Then the article refers to a statement made within the past year by J. Edgar Hoover, director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, in which Mr. Hoover said, we do know that communist influence does exist in the civil rights movement, and it is this influence which is vitally important. The article continues, the infiltration of this drive in Chicago follows the prediction of Mr. Hoover. Hoover said the Communist Party and allied sympathetic groups are engaged in a mass attempt to take over civil rights organizations. So that we are seeing throughout the nation in this increasing recognition that communism is linked with some of these protest movements in this country.
There's no question about it, and Mayor Daley has been a friend of the Negroes. They have supported him in his political races, and he certainly would have made such a statement if there had not been merit in it.
Well, Senator Thurmond, what do you believe the people of this country can and should be doing about this situation at the present time?
Well, I think that there should be an investigation by the executive branch of the government into this matter. I think there should also be an investigation by the Congress. I have called for an investigation for several years, but we have not gotten an investigation because this administration is so closely aligned with the Negro movements and is receiving the support of the Negroes that they are afraid that they will offend all of the Negroes if they go investing the so-called civil rights movements. In my judgment, the people are entitled to know the truth. The people are entitled to know who these communists are and the movements in which they're participating and just what these people stand for. And I think the president of this nation has an obligation to our people to bring out these facts to our people. And I think the Congress has an obligation too, Dick, to investigate these matters. It's very important that the Congress, which is an investigative body too, can investigate the communism in these civil rights movements and in these marches and demonstrations. Because there's no question, as Mr. Daley said here, there were at least a dozen in a march up there, and J. Edgar Hoover has referred to the communists in these so-called civil rights movements. There's no question that there have been numerous instances in which this has been verified. And in my judgment, the Congress has a deep obligation to the American people to come out and take a stand on this matter and reveal what is going on. Now, why should we withhold this from the people? The enemy of America today, the enemy of the free world today, is communism. And if we have communism right here on our doorsteps, if we have it right here in the United States, if communism is playing an active part in these so-called civil rights movements, which is supposed to be a good movement in the eyes of a lot of people, then the American people are entitled to know this and to know it because it is the truth.
Senator Thurmond, our time has gone by very quickly. Thank you very much for being with us. Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Senator Strom Thurmond, Republican from South Carolina. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation. Join us next week for another informative discussion and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedom.